Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. So we are continuing our teaching on our new identity as Christians. And there are some things that have to be established that we have to believe and accept in order for us to be able to receive that gift of salvation and receive that new identity from God, which is the Spirit of God, really. So I did talk about the nature of Jesus, who he claimed to be, and how we believe in Trinity, which is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, that God is one person, it's three persons, but one being. So which is, might, again, I've said it in the previous podcast, that it might be hard for us to understand that. And but that's what the scripture talks about, that Jesus was in nature God himself. So in other words, God became man. God became human. So that's the first thing we have to establish. Another thing that we have to establish, how did God become human? Are we just accepting a person that he was God? No, not really, because we have to believe in the virgin birth. Remember, we talked about that in the previous teaching, that have Mary accepted this calling to become the mother of the Messiah, right? Matthew 1:23 says, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." Matthew 1:18 talks about that as well. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed, which was engaged to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit." So she was conceived. Jesus was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, and this Jewish girl was chosen because she had found favor with God, and she actually accepted the calling to, again, to be the mother of Messiah. So we have to believe in that virgin birth, right? We have to believe that God took a human form, that God and Jesus and Holy Spirit are one. Three persons, but one being in three different forms. One being in three different forms. So once you believe that, then the next thing is, so what happens if you do accept that and you choose to believe that? Remember, we all have choices. And some people say, no, I can't believe that. And that the fact of the matter is not that we can't believe it. We choose not to believe it, or we choose to believe it. So it's really a choice, because none of us were, you know, there over 2,000 years ago to see it actually happening with our own eyes. We're believing this by faith, right? Christians are accepting this message by faith, just like a lot of other religions are doing the same, right? So I want to read you guys 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 21, because this is where it talks about our new identity in Christ. So for the ones that who are choosing, again, to believe in the virgin birth, the ones who are choosing to believe in the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, that they're all three persons but one, and that Jesus, that God sent his son to pay the price of sin for his children. Why? Because sin had caused separation between God and his children, and he wanted them back, right? So, but there was a price that had to be paid, because he's a just God, and there had to be a perfect sacrifice in the form of human, and there was no such thing. Humans couldn't be perfect, right? After Adam sinned, we were all born with sin. So Jesus had to take a human form, and he chose, actually, it says, in obedience he suffered, he chose to pay that price of sin instead of us. So if we believe that, right, if we believe that, then what happens? Then we're a new creation. Then God gives us a new spirit. Then our old spirit is gone, and a new spirit is born. We are in our spirit, we are reborn. Not in our mind, not in our physical body, not in our looks, not in our anything like that, but in our spirit, we are a new being. So listen to what 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 21 says. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Wow, there's so many messages in this passage. I love the ending. It says, so through him we might become the righteousness of God, which means when you become a new creation, right? If anyone is in Christ, which means you accept this gift of salvation, you accept that God took a human form to pay the price of sin for you. You accept that he was conceived through the Holy Spirit, right? Immaculate conception through Virgin Mary. You accept that. You believe that God loves you so much that he wanted you back, you know, because we were separated from him by sin, that he wanted to pay the price himself, that he chose to take a human form to be captured, tortured, and die on the cross so the price for sin can be paid so we can be reconciled back to him. So if you accept all that, then what happens then? Then you are recreated in your spirit. God gives you his spirit, the Holy Spirit, right? And you're a new creation in your spirit. And if you're a new creation, it says if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Here, this passage is talking about new creation. It says the old has passed. So the person that you were before, you were saved, that person is gone. That person is not there anymore. It says the new has come. I mean, I highly encourage you to read this passage on your own. All this is from God, right? Look, in other words, it's saying this is a gift from God. It's by his grace and mercy. It's nothing we did that we made it happen. It's not because we deserve it or it's not because we worked for it. But it says all this is from God. And it said that he was reconciling the world back to himself. So in other words, this gift of salvation is available to everybody, right? Not just certain people, not just certain group of people. It says that for our sake, he made him to be sin. Who was made to be sin? Jesus, right? Jesus, remember God the Father, then the Christ, who is the Son, and then the Holy Spirit. So the Son was made to be sin. And it says he knew no sin. He didn't sin, but he paid the price of sin. Why? So that we might become the righteousness of God. So what happens for the people who accept this message, who receive this gift of salvation? When God sees, how is God looking at them? He's just looking at them at their spirit, which is perfect. The spirit is from him. It's a new spirit, right? The spirit that is in believers is the righteousness of God. God is not holding anything against them anymore because he sees them as perfect. So when they die, that spirit will ascend to heaven, will be with God, okay? Because now we have a new spirit. So just keep that in mind, who you are in Christ now. What is your identity now? I'm going to have one more teaching because a lot of Christians are struggling with their identity as far as, yes, I do believe when I die, I will not go to hell because Jesus paid the price. But that's where I used to be many, many years ago. I had no idea all that God has done for us with giving us a new identity, a new spirit. And what does that mean for our everyday lives? And I had to learn that by reading scripture, going to Bible studies, listening to teachings. And it became evident to me that we are a new creation now. We're not the same person. And I'm going to finish this teaching, which will be the last teaching for this year. And I will also have another, they call it altar call, right? And which is another word for a salvation prayer for anybody who wants to recommit their lives to Christ. Maybe it's been a long time and they walked away from their faith. Or maybe this is the first time they're hearing this message, or maybe they've heard it before, but now God has prepared their heart to receive this gift of salvation and receive that new identity, that new spirit that is from God, and start a completely new life and believe that that person, that old person, wherever they've done, whatever they've been, doesn't matter, that's gone. That person is gone, that they can be a new person in Christ. So, again, I'm going to continue this teaching in my next podcast, and we will finalize it at the next podcast. So until then, God be with you and God bless you.